This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And a whole lot more. That's coming up again at 5 o'clock right here on 95.7 The Game. And keep in mind, beginning at 4:30, we begin the process to give you our last All-Star Week prize blowout package of the week. So make sure you stay tuned. That's coming up in a little bit here on 95.7 The Game as well. Plus, we're going to keep talking about the Niners dibs, but I know you wanted to read a stat that you were
searching for, Grandy.
Before we went to break. You were in a race against the clock, and the clock beat you.
Yeah, the clock got me, because we were talking about strength of schedule and how it doesn't always work out the way you thought. The Niners' opponents going into this year, last year their record had a 415 winning percentage, which is the easiest going into this season in the National Football League. Their opponents had the 32nd best combined record last year going into the year. And I thought about this, and I wondered what it really means when you look at it through the back end, when the year is over. And last year, the Niners, going into the year, their opponents had a winning percentage of 505 from the previous year's record. By the time the year ended, the Niners teams that they played had a winning percentage of 578.
Wow.
So
it's a big jump.
It's a huge jump. So it turns out the schedule that the Niners had last year was a lot harder than we thought going in, because teams like Minnesota, they went 14-3, and the Rams had 10 wins. Seattle had 10 wins. And when you look at it without the Niners' record against these teams, they had a winning percentage of 578, which is very difficult. And you add in the rest deficiency that they had. Other teams had more rest than they did, and all of the other factors, you know, back-to-back against Green Bay and Buffalo, both coming off a bye. The schedule last year turned out to be absolutely brutal.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows what is in store for this coming year.
Right.
Don't expect the Niners to have a schedule that is 578. Is that what it was last year?
That's what it wound up to be,
I wouldn't expect that to happen this year, but you could also see a jump from what we expect it to be right now based on last year's a schedule and standings and records for all those teams. Maybe it is an increase. What would be interesting, and maybe this is a project for me over the weekend, Dibs, because I don't have time to do it right now, but it would be look at the Vegas win total numbers for this year, because that would, while that's not going to be accurate and there still will be a lot of changes, that's probably a little bit more of a fair representation of what the expectation is for those individual teams going into this year as opposed to what last year's numbers were.
Yeah, and in general, I think when you look at those win totals, like, for example, Chicago is a great example where they were 5-12 last year.
What is that?
I would bet their win total is probably 8, I would predict. I don't know if it's going to be much higher than that, but let's just see.
Let's
NFL
see.
Win totals.
Bears, 8.5 is what I see.
Okay. Yeah. So if you did that, if you added up all of the win totals, and it's a little different because Chicago probably won't go 8.5 and 8.5. I mean, that would be 8-8-1, essentially.
Yeah.
But if you look at that, just that fact alone, they were 5-12 last year, and they're expected to be 8-8-1 this year. So that's already 3 wins tougher for the Niners based on the Vegas win total as opposed to last year's record.
So that might be a little more accurate. But who knows? You could have one team that just absolutely is way better than people expect. Like, Carolina's expected to be really bad again, but maybe Bryce Young, he kind of got into a little bit of a rhythm late last year. Maybe he takes a step forward, and Carolina is a lot better than we were expecting or giving them credit for. Maybe that happens, and maybe you have a Niners situation happen. A team that's coming off of a Super Bowl gets ravaged by injuries, and they suck. Like, the Chiefs, I mean, Mahomes gets hurt, and that just changes everything, right? Josh Allen gets hurt, it changes everything. So, like, there's a lot of different things that can happen over the course of an NFL season that makes those win totals look foolish by the end of the year. I mean, it's what happened to the Niners this past year. I mean, what was the Niners over-under last year?
I think 10.5 is where it was. That's about 10? Right. 10 or 10.5.
It wasn't 11, you don't think?
I don't know. I don't think so. Vegas doesn't usually give out a lot of 11s.
But regardless, they won 7 games. That's probably 3 games
six
less than...
6 games.
6 games, yeah. That's probably 4 games. That's 4 games left than Vegas. 4.5 games less than Vegas was expecting, most likely.
Yeah,
so.
The Bills, and I'm just looking at this right now through one of the sites here, and Bills are at 12.5. Then you have the Ravens, Eagles, and Chiefs are at 11.5. Niners at 10.5, along with the Lions. And then you get the Broncos and Texans and Chargers and Bucks at 9.5. A whole group at 9.5. So
our crack staff behind the glass says the Niners over under last year was 11.5 coming off of the Super Bowl loss.
Yeah.
So that's a difference of 5.5 games. And I mean, we went through it all. What went wrong with the Niners last year? Some of it was injury. Some of it was players not performing as well. Some of it was off field stuff. Who knows what?
I mean, coordinators who got fired, a schedule that was not only more difficult than we thought, but the stack, as we talk schedule stack, the stack was brutal.
It was.
When you had, you know, teams coming off byes, you had a rest deficiency, and, you know, the Green Bay Buffalo back-to-back in November and December, that's never going to be fun. Even if you come in healthy, rested, and good, that's going to be brutal. And I look at this year, already you can see it. You open at Seattle, which, okay, Seattle's a team that is good.
That'll be fun.
You go to New Orleans the next week, and who knows if they even will have a quarterback. They may just play with no quarterback. Because
Tyler Shuck remains unsigned.
You got Shuck, you got Rattler, and you got Haener. So you're going to probably be double-digit favorites on the road.
Let me tell you, terrible option, terrible option, terrible option. That's the Saints quarterback room.
And apologies to Jake's mom, Julie Haener, a longtime
Bay Area legend.
KTVU anchor legend. No disrespect to you or the family, but I don't think your son's quite ready to come in and quarterback
and, no apologies,
and beat the Niners.
And apologies to Lo'Neal, too. Sorry about not trying to take
Fresno?
A shot at your Fresno Bulldogs.
Taking a shot at Fresno?
Jake Haener, he was an amazing Bulldog. Went into the Rose Bowl and upset the Bruins, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, not an NFL quarterback in my mind.
You got Arizona and Jacksonville back-to-back at the Rams on a short week, double short week, on a Thursday night. At Tampa is going to be tough. You got Atlanta. You got the Giants. You got Houston. You got Carolina. You got Cleveland. You got Tennessee. I mean, by and large, you got a lot of teams on the schedule that should be cupcake-ish and you know, the stack of it is not too brutal. The tough one that is going to be an interesting spot is at Cleveland, week 13, right before the bye. And you're coming off a Monday night game at home, so it's a little bit of a short week, and it's the last game before the bye, and it's at Cleveland, and the Browns are physical. So I think that is, schedule-wise, maybe the most difficult spot.
Yeah, probably. It's relatively slim pickings when you're trying to find the tough part of this Niners schedule. That's the way it sets up right now. But again, who knows? Things could change. I want to let everybody know that we are giving away our Giants prize pack coming up later on this hour. Here's how it's going to work. Over the course of the next 30 minutes, we're going to give you 3 clues. After that, at some point, we're going to play a sounder. And at that time, you'll have to tell us which former All-Star we're talking about. So stay tuned and listen for those clues. And if you're really confused right now, don't worry. You should be. We haven't given you any of the clues yet. So you don't need to know the answer right now. Just keep listening. You will hear the clues. You will have an opportunity to think on it and figure out your answer. And then when you hear us play a sounder, that will be your cue to call our contest line. And if you want to just write down the contest line right now, I'll read it to you. But do not call right now. You will piss off Ken behind the glass. Don't call right now. But the number that you're going to want to jot down is 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. That is the number that you will need in order to win our Giants prize pack, which features a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung-Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus. Those clues are coming up here in just a little bit. All right, Dibs, we've been talking a lot about the Niners, and part of the reason why is because of the news that we got earlier today. The 49ers have placed second-year wide receiver Ricky Pearsall on the physically unable to perform list with a tweaked hamstring that Kyle Shanahan said 2 months ago was not that big of a deal. Here's Shanahan in late May.
Ricky's been awesome, but Ricky has a tweaked hamstring, so I'll be surprised if he does anything in OTAs.
Be back for a minicamp or out?
I know he could be, but when you get by the time you get to minicamp and there's just 2 days left in school, we probably won't just throw him out there, but he should be healthy by then.
Shanahan says he should be healthy by minicamp. We're not talking about minicamp anymore. We're talking about training camp, and Pearsall is on the physically unable to perform list. Dibs, this just throws another wrench in the Niners wide receiver room that is full of questions right now. Ayuk, likely also on the physically unable to perform list, likely going to miss a month of games, probably at the minimum, although we do not know that for sure. That's just my guess. You have Juwan Jennings, who wants a new contract and more money or wants to be traded. And now you have Ricky Pearsall, who there's at least some concern about when he's going to be ready to begin this season. So with all that in mind, Dibs, my mind went to, all right, considering the developments of this wide receiver room, just how important and how valuable is Juwan Jennings this year? And I know you and I have both come up with our own separate lists, but the question I want to ask you and all of our listeners at 888-957-9570, how far down the list of, you know, quote-unquote, most important Niners for this coming season do you have to get before you get to Juwan Jennings? Just how important, Dibs, is Juwan Jennings for this coming year for the Niners?
Well, he's pretty important, but how far down the list do you have to get? And let's just take Brock Purdy out of it, because the quarterback is the most important person, the most important position in all of sports. So even if you went to, you know, Bryce Young in the Carolina Panthers, he's probably their most important player just because he's their quarterback. So we'll take Brock out of it, I think, for the sake
most
of
people
this.
Would probably say he's most important.
Right.
Although if you feel differently, give us a call, shoot us a text. I don't know.
Well, in no particular order, I would say McCaffrey's more important. Kittle's more important.
Yeah.
Trent Williams is more important. Defensively, Bosa's more important. Warner's more important, and Renardo Green is more important, and Dominic Pooney is more important.
What about D'Amador Lenore? Did you mention him?
Nope, D'Amador Lenore.
More
yep.
important. In
more
my
important,
mind.
Yep. And that's probably the end of the list for me.
You could probably debate Renardo Green, but I think everyone else is like, yeah, sure fire, of course, more important.
Yep, yep. And I think I threw Renardo Green in there.
You did.
Green
you mentioned Renardo Green.
Yeah. Warner and Bosa. Those are no-brainers, and McCaffrey and Kittle and Trent are no-brainers, and I would throw in Dominic Pooney, especially considering the overall state of the offensive line, yeah. which is some question marks in there, and you know Dominic Pooney was spectacular as a rookie last year at right guard. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Then I think you would get to Juwan Jennings.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think there's a pretty clear like group of seven. You included Pooney, and I think that I would also include him in there as well. So maybe there's tiers within this group, but I think there's maybe eight clear guys. Purdy, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Fred Warner, George Kittle, Nick Bosa, Diamador Lenore, and Dominic Pooney. Like, I think that's a pretty clear eight that you're like, yeah, no doubt. Like, those guys being here and being healthy and being on the team and being available, that seems to be more valuable than Juwan Jennings. Then you get into, a list that you can debate, and I know you included Renardo Greene, and I'm not going to tell you that you're wrong. I think at the very least, then you have a group of guys like Renardo Greene, like Malik Mustafa, like Ricky Pearsall, like Mikael Williams, your first overall pick, who is going to start likely opposite Nick Bosa, at least in the rushing downs that you're going to expect opposing offenses to be in. And then Juwan's in that, I think he's in that group somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but it feels like Dibs, at the best, in terms of Juwan's perspective, at most he's what? Eighth or ninth, tenth. Best, most important niner this coming year?
Well, the list changes based on Ricky Pearsall's availability. And I was just looking at the date because you played the Kyle Shanahan sound and he talked about, you know, mini camp being the last 2 days of school.
Yeah.
That was June 10th and 11th.
More than a month ago.
Right. June 10th and 11th, mandatory mini camp. And the 11th would have been 5.5 weeks ago. And so, you know, Kyle made it seem like if it was really, really important, he could be out there, and here we are 5 weeks later, and he's not going to be able to start camp, it doesn't seem like.
Nope.
And I know he can come off the PUP list at any time, but the fact that they went to the extent of putting him on there now tells me that either the hamstring was worse than we thought, or he sustained some sort of a setback. And that's really the question that I'd love to have answered. What happened between when it happened during OTAs, which was back in May, and now, was it worse than they thought, or was there a re-injury? What is going on with the hammy of Ricky Pearsall? But based on how long he's going to be out, that does change Juwan's place on this list.
You're right, because if you go into, let's just, there's no reason to believe this is going to happen, but let's just say Pearsall isn't ready for week one. So you go into week one without Ayuk and without Pearsall. Then you're like, oh my God, Juwan, we need you to be our wide receiver one right now. Like,
yep.
Otherwise, we're throwing to Jacob Cowing. Like, and nothing against Jacob Cowing, but like, you haven't proven that you're anything in the NFL yet. At least Juwan has. Maybe not ever going to be a wide receiver one, but like a quality guy that Brock Purdy relied on a lot last year. And you know, there's at least a rapport there. And considering how bad last year was, you want to get off to a pretty quick start, so there's no doubt that the the Ricky Pearsall situation changes a lot of Juwan Jennings' value. But I don't know. The way that I plot this out in my head, I think I was just like, Niners, okay, I almost don't even care what the money is. Just get it done. Get Juwan in camp. You need him. You're going to have to rely on him. But we're talking about second-year guys that might be as valuable, if not more valuable, than this guy. And maybe the Niners are smart to play a little bit of hardball and try to save every last dollar that they possibly can, because if Pearsall is back and doesn't miss a game, just how valuable is Juwan Jennings for this Niner team? When you've also got George Kittle, who, I don't know, you like to say is maybe he's actually their wide receiver one more than anybody else.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, McCaffrey is up there too, but just the way they go about running their offense, Juwan Jennings, I think, has more import than maybe we're giving him credit for, because as I mentioned ad nauseum, and it makes my partner Mark Willard's eyes roll in the back of his head, They run a lot of 21 personnel, two running backs, one tight end, and if you think about the five eligible players on the field, you can have five receivers, you can have five tight ends, you can have five running backs if you want. So the personnel groupings that most teams run is 11.
We might see more tight ends. More two tight end sets this year with the
Niners. We might, with the 12 personnel or the 22, which they will do, two running backs and two tight ends. If you do two running backs and two tight ends, you need one receiver. And the Niners do a lot of two running backs with Kyle Juszczyk. He plays about 40 to 50% of the snaps. When Juszczyk is in there, that tells you that it's going to either be 21 personnel or 22 with the two tight ends. If it's two running backs and one tight end, that leaves two eligible players remaining. That's two wide receivers.
Yeah.
And the Niners do that more than almost any team in the NFL, which tells me that if you're going to have two receivers out there, and this is your team with Ayuk hurt, you'd love it to be Jennings and Pearsall. Those would be your guys right now who would be your two receivers. And then when you go to a third wide receiver and Ayuk is still not ready, well, then it becomes interesting on who that third receiver will be.
That's a good question.
Well, and so that's why Jennings, I think, has more import than we're giving him credit for. And also, when you do have a Shanahan offense, you need your wide receivers to block, and Juwan Jennings is a great blocker.
Oh, he is. And
as
you know,
a receiver.
He's never going to shy away from that.
Right. He loves the contact.
In fact,
he's going to be in the
mix. He might be like in the Dre Greenlaw school of physicality, to the point where sometimes it's too much and he gets a penalty.
Right.
That's kind of who Juwan is. But you want those kind of guys on your football team.
And you need him when you have the Shanahan offense. When you're running outside zone, which they do, by the very definition, that tells me that the running back is running to the outside, which is where the wide receiver is going to be.
Yeah.
So you've got, you know, Trent Williams on the left side. You've got George Kittle as a tight end, who's a good blocker. Juszczyk leading the way, and when your running back gets around all of them, you're going to have Juwan Jennings out front making the block on the corner on the edge. So maybe Juwan is actually more important than we're giving him credit for.
Yeah. My mind also just went to this spot because you were talking about Ricky Pearsall and why he's on the PUP list, physically unable to perform list, when it seemed like Shanahan expected him to be healthy enough to participate as long ago as 5 weeks ago, right? More than a month ago. And why hasn't it happened? Most of us, as we have dibs for the last 2.5 hours, just assume it's still the hamstring, like a setback on the hamstring. The Niners, when they announce this, they don't have any injury designation on any of these guys. But like with someone like Ayuk, we know it's his knee because he's recovering from knee surgery and multiple torn ligaments in his knee. But there's no specific designation here. So who the hell knows what Pearsall's injury? It might not even be the hamstring. It could be something entirely unrelated. The hamstring could be fine. We don't know that for sure, and I'm just purely speculating here, but 99.9% of us just assume it's the hamstring.
Right.
And it might not be. They haven't told us. They will next week, but we don't know what it is right now.
Man, that actually was chilling the way you laid that out, and you're absolutely right. There's been no official designation as to what it is or what it might be, and so yeah, it very well could be something entirely different, something unique. You never know, and I don't know what he's been doing since he tweaked it back in May, and it could be that something else has taken place.
Hope not. I mean,
right?
Well, I don't know. What do you hope? Do you hope that a weird small hamstrings hamstring strain is still bothering him 2 months later, or do you hope that it's something else small and minor? I don't know. Would you rather have two minor things or one larger thing?
I would rather have it be just the hamstring and they're just being really, really super precautionary about it. I don't want it to be a groin on the other side or bilateral Achilles tendonitis or, I mean, who knows?
Never want to hear that again in my life.
Yeah, and you don't want it to be anything really, but it just is a little bit head scratching that it's been, you know, 5 weeks since he didn't go to mandatory mini camp, and now he's on the pup list going into camp.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right. Don't call yet. Don't call yet. But if you would like to win our Giants prize pack, which again includes a Matt Chapman bobblehead presented by UCSF Health, a Giants puffer vest presented by Ghirardelli, and a Jung Hoo Lee hooded shirt presented by Life Plus, here are the three clues you will need to win. And keep your guesses to yourself at this time, please. Number one, I was a 10-time All-Star and won the All-Star Game MVP Award in 1965. Number two, I was born in the Dominican Republic. Number three, I was a pitcher known for my high leg kick. Hold your guesses until we tell you when it's time to call. You will hear the sounder soon, and at that point, call in to guess and try to win the Giants prize pack. Dibs, again, 10-time All-Star, won the All-Star Game MVP in 1965, born in the Dominican Republic, and a pitcher known for a high leg kick. Do you have the answer?
I have the answer, yeah. I have this one.
We're going way back now. We're going old school here.
Well, it's not that far back if you've lived a little bit.
I mean, MVP award in 65. That's quite a while ago.
Even predates me, to be honest. But yes, I knew who this is. I got this one on lock.
I think I got this one too.
Yeah.
I do have it. I have the answer, but I didn't look at the answer when I first initially had it.
Right.
I got it right.
Yeah, and I think that the majority of people will be able to get this one correct. And you know, when you hear the sounder, just make sure you're near your phone,
yes.
Dial it up, and you can win that Giants prize pack.
And that is coming up in just a little bit. We have a break, and when we come back, you will hear the sounder, and that will be your cue to call our contest line and try to win our Giants prize pack. That's coming up next. Plus, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, and Moses Moody coming up in 18 minutes. Moses Moody on the River Islands guest line when we return. Again, brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More Willard and Dibs, Grandy and Dibs, next on 95.7 The Game.
And meantime, it's Dan Dibley here for Fremont Bank, a family-owned bank with the family-owned feel, and they are deeply committed to contributing to their clients' goals and also empowering the community. They're celebrating 60 years in business. When they built this back in 1964, they wanted to build a local ecosystem built on relationships that benefit Bay Area communities, and they've done just that. They've got 21 branches now throughout the greater Bay Area here, and if you get a chance to go into one of the branches, you're going to know why I talk about full-service banking with no compromises, because the tellers and the managers and everybody, they support each other and they support you, the customer, in all of your banking and finance goals. When you deposit your money with Fremont Bank, they reinvest it into homeownership and businesses and philanthropy, and that money stays right here in the Bay Area, unlike one of those big box banks where you don't know where your money is going to wind up. You deposit it here and the money's working all around you. It's Fremont Bank, here for you and here for good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. Friday here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibs. Dibs and Grandy with you. It's almost 5 o'clock. Dibs, we've got Moses Moody coming up in 12 minutes. Don't know if he's still currently in Vegas. I know he was in Vegas. Don't know if he's still there right now, but I know he's been getting work in Vegas of late, but he's been a busy guy. He's on the NBA Players Association Foundation's board of directors, and that was announced over the weekend or early this week. We got to ask him about that. We got to ask him about how the rehab is going for that torn ligament in his right thumb. We got to ask him about the offseason in general, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, what's he been doing, and has he been able to get shots up since the thumb? And I'm also curious about when you have an injury like that where you can play through it, but you're somewhat hampered. How do you go about making that decision on whether or not you keep playing or you don't keep playing? Because I think it happened against Milwaukee, if I'm not mistaken. And
we can ask him, yeah.
I think that's what the report was. And you look at his shooting percentages after that, and they were not good.
It just dropped off a cliff, huh?
Right. And I wonder like how you make that decision on to play or not to play when you know, you've got an injury that you can play through, but it's going to hamper you and it's going to limit you, especially when you're trying to shoot the basketball.
It also, like, there's something very noble in the fact that we didn't know about this until the offseason. Like, you know how many of us, and I am guilty of this, as I did a lot of the Warriors wrap-ups towards the tail end of the year, how many times you talked about, well, Moody just can't hit a shot right now. Like, and if he can't hit a shot, then I don't know how you can keep playing him, right? How many times do you think Moses heard that and was like, well, I got a torn ligament in my right thumb. What the hell you want me to do?
Yeah, Grandy.
I can't grip the ball. What do you want from me?
I'm expecting a full apology to Moses Moody here coming up in about 10 minutes.
But the fact that it never came out, I mean, I'm sure that was an active decision by Moody. I mean, that's a pretty easy excuse to make. And now if you actually come out and make it, it doesn't sound the best, and people will say, well, that's just an excuse, you know, you're playing, be better. But I'm pretty impressed that we didn't know about it here until the offseason.
Yes, and I think that that's part of the challenge, because I've always been somebody who says, you know, if you play and you have an ailment, but you're playing through it, you're still judged based on the fact that you're playing. And I'm just looking at it here after the Milwaukee game, 13 regular season games, he shot 38% from the floor, 31% from three.
Wow.
Both significantly lower than what he was throughout the majority of the regular season. He played 26 minutes a game, so he still was out there contributing, defending, hustling, rebounding. But when it came to shooting, particularly that very next game, he went 0 for 5 and 0 for 3 from three. And then, you know, the playoffs, it didn't really go much better for him after that.
Yeah. I think time to give something away, guys. Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay, that's the sounder, which means it is time to win the Giants prize pack. The first person to call our contest line and guess the former All-Star player will win. That's the first person to call 415-523-4652. Again, 415-523-4652. You do that. You call that number. You give us the correct all-star player first. You win. Thanks to the Giants, UCSF, Ghirardelli, and Life Plus for providing this awesome prize pack. And thank you to all of you for participating in this fun giveaway all week long. And Dibs, that officially puts a bow on our All-Star Week prize pack blowout giveaway that we've been doing. 15 different giveaways all week long here on 95.7 The Game.
It's pretty great. And yeah, you know, you get in the All-Star break, and those of you who hang with us in what some would call a lighter sports week, I don't think there's any such thing as a light sports week. There's always stuff to talk about, but you're here with us this week. 15 cracks to win, and this is your 15th and final chance. Yeah. And so we're about to release the hounds and see who's going to be the lucky winner.
The lucky winner, yeah. And one last time, I'll give the clues. A 10-time All-Star, an All-Star Game MVP award winner in 1965, born in the Dominican Republic, and a pitcher known for my high leg kick. I think a lot of Giants fans are going to be able to get this one. Once we have a winner and the right answer, we will tell you what that right answer is. But until then, Dibs, I did want to play something dealing with Moses Moody. I don't know where this was from in terms of like where Moses was, but this comes from Max Klemenko's career ladder game show on TikTok. I haven't ever seen this TikTok creator before on social media, but his name is Max Klemenko. And he does this career ladder game where he asks random people, presumably, to step up on this ladder with him. He's on one side of the ladder, and then this person, whoever it is, happened to be Moses Moody, and this one is on the other. And he says, I have 2 minutes to guess what your profession is. I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions, and then I'm going to figure out what your profession is. So Moses Moody participated in this, and this, again, comes courtesy of Max Klemenko's TikTok. It is his career ladder game show. And here's how it went with Moses Moody.
What's your name?
Moses.
I will guess your job in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. If I fail, you walk away and you never tell me what you do. Welcome to the career ladder.
Hope you don't have to hold your breath, because it's time for the career ladder.
Could I do this job?
Yeah, you can.
Is it performance-based?
Yes, it is.
Oh, is it? On stage?
You call it a stage, but no.
Would I be interested in being in the audience of this performance, do you think?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it mostly men or women?
Both can do it. Yes.
But what about the audience?
I would say mostly men, though.
Magic Mike?
No.
No?
No. Okay.
Is it physical?
Yes.
Maybe an athlete of some kind?
Of some kind.
Is it a team sport?
Yes, it is.
Is there a ball?
There is.
Wait, where are you from?
America.
Basketball player.
Yes! Moses Moody, a shooting guard for the Golden State Warriors.
All right, there it is. He was able to figure out what Moses Moody does pretty darn quickly. I mean, there's a lot of fun questions there. I don't know why Moses Moody said, generally, most people in the audience are guys, and then Max Klemenko says, Magic Mike.
Perfect. I mean, that's not where I thought that he was going to take
no.
it. I think he was holding on to the Magic Mike answer just as a way to...
kind of a stage, I guess. Yeah.
Right, and then it's not... I guess it's a stage because you are a performer, but yeah, it's not really a stage, and... Just looking at Max Klemenko, 6.4 million followers on TikTok.
Wow. So popular.
Kind of a big deal. And he's done this career ladder with a number of different people. And that kind of reminded me, for those of you OGs in the audience listening to 95.7 The Game, we used to do a thing with Lo Neal called Does Lo Know.
Oh, that sounds fun.
The boss, Does Lo Know. And we would bring on a mystery guest, and Lo would have 10 questions to... try to figure out who the mystery guest was. Huh. And the way Lo Neal went about it was at times genius and also at most times just hilarious. And
what are some examples of who you guys got to call in?
Well, for example, I think one time we had TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Okay,
and so
classic.
We would usually have it be a player from the team that the 49ers would be playing. You know, a former player from the team that the Niners would play. And so Lo would ask, you know, the first question would be, you know, did you play offense? And yes, I played. Did you play defense?
Huh.
No. And then he'd say, did you play offense? It's like, well, Lowe, if he didn't play defense, he probably played offense.
What if he was only a special teamer,
Dibs? There's always that. And invariably, the question of, are you a person of color, would come up. And, you know, just the way Lowe went about it. And, you know, TJ, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? And so,
TJ, who's your mama?
That's kind of the way the latter game made me think of it. Because he's just, you know, peppering questions. Similar and he's just idea. Narrowing it down. And, you know, 2 minutes is... It's a long time, but it's not a long time.
You got to ask the right questions.
And you got to do it quickly, and he, you know, eventually narrows it down, and boom, he got Moses Moody.
Plus, I mean, Moses Moody steps up. You're like, okay, you're tall, you're gigantic, and you're in shape. You're probably an athlete. I could have probably guessed that almost immediately.
Or Magic Mike. I mean, you know, you're fit, and so he could be
I mean, how tall is he? 6'6"?
I think that's right. Is he 6'6"? Somewhere
like
in there.
Yeah, but I don't know.
There you go.
Anyway, we do have our winner for our final prize pack of this All-Star Week prize blowout. Congratulations to Lindo in Fairfield, who is our winner. I'm going to read the clues off one more time, Dibs, then I want you to give everybody the answer. 10-time All-Star, won the All-Star Game MVP award in 1965, born in the Dominican Republic, and a pitcher known for my high leg kick. Dibs, who was that?
It's Juan Marichal.
That's correct. And the Dominican dandy, Dibs.
That's right. And so as you go through the clues... The first one is 10-time All-Star, and what was the other part of that first clue?
All-Star Game MVP in 1965.
So that right there, thinking about it, I was thinking Willie McCovey.
Yeah, you get the era, right?
Right, and I knew it wasn't Willie Mays because he was, I think, a 24-time All-Star, something crazy like
definitely
that.
Definitely way more than 10.
And I also was thinking maybe Orlando Cepeda. And then the second one was, you know, Dominican Republic.
I got it off the second clue. Because his nickname's the Dominican Dandy.
And I think that Orlando Cepeda, rest in peace, I thought he was Dominican and not Puerto Rican. So I was off base. But right away, that took out McCovey for me. And then the high leg kick was...
The third one kind of gave it away.
It's a little bit of a layup. Yeah. Unless you have no idea who Juan Marichal is, then...
You might not have ever seen him throw, whether it's in person or on YouTube or any other video. But if you're a Giants fan and you walk by that statue and every time you go to a game... You know, who's that? His leg is all the way up in the air.
So far up there. So there you go. Good job, Lindo. Good job for listening and for calling in and getting it done.
Yeah, and congrats to all of our winners, not just to you on Willard and Dibs, but on the Morning Roast and on Steiny and Goo all week long here on 95.7 The Game. We've got Moses Moody calling in here in just a couple of minutes. Before we get to him, I wanted to remind everybody that you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.